That Canadian pilot may have been on a suicide mission. The crew of Expedition 18 is safely back home. And is Textron for sale? This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, April 9th, 2009. There's an update on that Turkish-born Canadian citizen who allegedly took a Cessna from his flight school in Ontario, flew it across the U.S. border without communicating with ATC or Customs, and triggered NORAD to scramble a couple of F-16s before landing on a rural road in Missouri Monday night. Several media outlets report Adam Dylan Leon told officials he'd intended to end his own life and had expected to be shot down. CNN reports Leon was charged Tuesday with transportation of stolen property and illegal entry into the United States. According to a federal complaint against him, Leon told the FBI he, quote, has not felt like himself lately, unquote. Leon is currently in a St. Louis jail cell awaiting a federal detention hearing scheduled for tomorrow. He could face as long as 10 years in prison, but the FBI acknowledges he apparently did not intend to harm anyone but himself. Personnel at Confederation College say Leon had access to the plane because he was a student in the flight school. They add that last week he successfully completed his solo cross-country flight. I wonder if he's going to log the 7 hours on Monday. Those F-15s that scrambled to intercept Leon were from the Wisconsin Air National Guard, which has been practicing by staging mock intercepts of civil air patrol planes since the days following the 9/11 attacks. The exercises also provide practice for the air traffic controllers charged with tracking rogue aircraft. Wisconsin Wing Commander Colonel Donald Hafner commented, quote, we take pride in the fact that our CAP flight crews have helped Wisconsin ANG pilots hone their skills in protecting our homeland, unquote. The Expedition 18 crew members made a safe return to Earth yesterday morning at 3:16 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Their Russian Soyuz capsule was brought down at a backup location in Kazakhstan after wet weather created poor landing conditions at the original site. A Russian recovery team and NASA personnel reached the landing site by helicopter shortly after the Soyuz touched down. They helped the crew members into reclining chairs for medical tests and set up a medical tent nearby. The crew of Expedition 18 saw the station reach its full electrical generating capacity and begin water supply recycling. Those upgrades will allow expanding space station crews from 3 to 6 members starting in May. Textron's stock price remained buoyed at yesterday's market close by rumors the company could soon be sold, after soaring 9% on the rumor to close at $9.02 on Tuesday on double its average volume. TXT gained another 1% yesterday to finish at $9.11. A deep recession is a great time to buy if you have the cash. Over the past year, the stock's been as high as $65 and as low as $3.57. But who would that buyer be? The Wichita Eagle reports the rumor mill has Lockheed Martin and Raytheon making the move. Analysts say that's doubtful. Textron may have unwittingly fueled the rumors with its announced strategy of thinning non-core industrial businesses to generate cash and by its recent cutbacks at Cessna. Cowan and Company analyst Kai Von Rumor, and yes, that's his real name, calls Cessna and Bell Helicopter Textron's crown jewels. He tells the Eagle, quote, I think they don't want to sell any of their aerospace businesses. I'm pretty sure they're going to sit and wait and not make a move, unquote. But, he adds, quote, it's not to say it couldn't happen at some point, unquote. Up next on ANN, Gates says expect a KCX winner by summer's end. Eads to Britain, the A400M will happen with or without you. And some stranded foreign flight students get adopted. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4 for Cessna.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for April 9th. I'm Paul Plack. U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has removed a little more of the mystery from the twice-stalled KCX aerial tanker contract competition. Florida Today reports Gates will try to choose a contractor by the end of the summer. The paper's interest in the story is, of course, the 500-plus jobs in Florida's Brevard County, which would come with a win by Northrop Grumman and Eads over competitor Boeing. Gates appears to be ending the cooling-off period he called last year to allow for a hiatus on inflamed congressional rhetoric during the 2008 U.S. federal elections. Lawmakers have made various threats to Pentagon funding in attempts to influence a contract award which would benefit their home districts. Both competitors have welcomed the word on the resumed competition. Spokesman Randy Bellotti told the paper Northrop will probably be back with its earlier proposal, a tanker based on the Airbus A330 passenger jet. Boeing's Dan Beck says his company will wait to see the request for proposals before discussing its plan. Gates addressed the challenges from losing bidders, which have derailed the last two competitions, saying it can be avoided if, quote, we structure this fairly and we carry out the process by our own rules, unquote. Meanwhile, the current fleet of half-century-old KC-135 tankers will have to remain in Air Force service for at least a few more years. Eads, which is struggling with the late, over-budget Airbus A400M military transport program, has responded to cold feet on the part of a development partner with a daring bluff. As the contractual deadline for the plane's first flight neared, Eads hit up the nations and companies partnering in its development for more capital, most of them publicly balked. When that milestone was not met on time, the partners were entitled to demand refunds totaling $7 billion U.S., or about two-thirds the entire current stock value of Eads. Now, Reuters reports Eads told Britain on Tuesday it's prepared to go forward with the plane even if the U.K. bails out. Britain and Germany are both upset that the plane, which is urgently needed in Afghanistan, may be 4 years late. Eads CEO Louis Gallois said in a defense conference recently that he views the A400M as, quote, indispensable to European defense and industry, unquote. He also noted that while cancellation of Britain's charter order for the jet, involving 25 of the 180 planes ordered to date, would be a blow, such a pullout might be politically untenable because of the British jobs which would be lost. German defense officials have also said a collapse of the project is possible. Major stakeholders are scheduled to meet this summer to negotiate a new contract with Eads. Galois remains confident, quote, we will build this plane. There is no showstopper, unquote. British Airways subsidiary Open Skies announced this week it has completed its merger with La Avion, the first all-business class French airline. The combined airline, which is now referred to as Open Skies, offers customers a single business class brand for transatlantic travel. Open Skies began daily flights between New York JFK and Paris Orly last June, using a Boeing 757 configured for 64 passengers in business class. Then, the recession's full force hit, and the airline's future looked kind of iffy. Dale Moss, managing director of Open Skies, says the airline's new form will be an advantage. Quote, amid the current economic environment, Open Skies offers the kind of value that's a rarity in the industry. A premium flying experience without prohibitive costs, unquote. The integration of the two carriers isn't quite complete yet. La Avion's biz section has been made over as BizBed, complete with lay-flat seats. La Avion planes will also offer as many as 72 biz seats. That's 8 more than the converted BA aircraft. The company's operating certificate is now based in France, and headquarters have been relocated to Orly. More than 150 flight students enrolled at the Commercial Airline Pilot Training Program at the Flagler County Airport in Florida faced a tough situation in January. After their school had shut down, the students, many of them from China, were left with unfinished training, a clock ticking on their visas, and in some cases, eviction notices and faltering food stipends. Jason Dotterman, VP of Finance with Delta Connection Academy in Sanford, Florida, recalls, quote, we received a call from our Chinese partners regarding the needs of their students. We immediately sent staff to go grocery shopping, delivering the basic essentials to the students, while we worked to find them housing and an option to complete flight training, unquote. More than 60 of the students were placed in the Delta Connection Academy flight training program last Friday. They'll spend up to a year there before returning to China to finish out specific training provided by the airlines. Still ahead, Orion will be shielded by a blast from the past. Via Australia expands service from LAX. And a judge tells David Martz, no. You're listening to Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin Wass GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back to wrap up your aero briefing for Thursday, April 9th. I'm Paul Plack. NASA has chosen the material for a heat shield that will protect a new generation of space explorers from the heat of Earth re-entry. After extensive study, NASA has selected the Avcoat ablator system for the new Orion crew module. If that sounds vaguely familiar, Avcoat was used for the Apollo capsule heat shield and on parts of the shuttle for its earliest flights. It consists of silica fibers with an epoxy novolic resin filled in a fiberglass phenolic honeycomb. The shield is manufactured directly onto a substructure and attached as a unit to the crew module during spacecraft assembly. Heating rates for re-entry from the Moon or Mars may be up to 5 times more extreme than rates for missions returning from the International Space Station. Orion will encounter temperatures as high as 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Getting the new shields made will be a little bit like sourcing a fender for a 49 Mercury. John Cowell, Orion's thermal protection system manager, observed, quote, "The biggest challenge with Avcoat has been reviving the technology to manufacture the material," unquote. Textron Defense Systems and Lockheed Martin are responsible for that part. Less than 6 weeks after the start of its inaugural Los Angeles to Sydney service, V-Australia launched its second route to Brisbane yesterday. V-Australia is described as a long-haul, boutique-style airline. The 3 weekly departures to Brisbane from LAX will use a recently delivered Boeing 777-300ER. Virgin Blue Group CEO Brett Godfrey notes Trans-Pacific fares have dropped 54% over last year. Quote, "We are again pleased to be a catalyst for more affordable airfares on this previously duopolistic market. Already we are aware of people who have now flown via Australia between the U.S. and Australia, be it for business or pleasure, who up until now weren't able to do so. We're very proud of that," unquote. The airline's LAX to BNE fares start from $530 for a return economy flight, $1,849 for premium economy, and $5,199 for a business class return flight. Those business class passengers get lie-flat beds with complimentary business class flip-flops. An administrative law judge with the National Transportation Safety Board has denied an appeal by 52-year-old pilot David Martz to have his commercial helicopter certificate reinstated. The FAA revoked it after a video widely circulated on the internet showed Martz on the receiving end of oral sex with a porn star while piloting a helicopter over San Diego in 2005. The San Diego Tribune reports the latest decision followed a 3-hour hearing Tuesday, at which Martz's team argued that any defects in his flying skills had been corrected during a suspension last year for an unrelated incident, and that the video entered in evidence clearly showed he kept his hands on the flight controls. The FAA argued that Martz was careless and reckless in allowing his attention to be diverted from flying, that the woman's position prevented him from reaching flight controls, and that he could have suffered physical harm that could have precluded him from operating the helicopter. Martz, who is best known as a frequent pilot for rock drummer Tommy Lee and his band Motley Crue, has a history of enforcement actions dating back over more than 2 decades. He could still appeal the latest revocation to the full NTSB. And finally, a few days ago, I had to poke some fun at how all the bidders for the assets of bankrupt Eclipse Aviation apparently disregarded the lesson about naming your company after something that lasts only briefly, doesn't happen often, and requires precise alignment of the planets to work at all. First, Eclipse Aviation Corporation was to be taken over by Roel Pieper's EclipseJet, one word. When that fell through, announced bidders named themselves Eclipse Services and Support, Eclipse Owners Group, New Eclipse Acquisition, and EclipseJet, two words. If there is anything in a name, you'd think it might occur to someone to name his takeover company after something that happens reliably every day, like sunrise or bailout. Well, anyway, following Tuesday's announcement that the Eclipse Owners Group plans to partner with Hawker Beechcraft for service, competing bidder EclipseJet LP says if it wins, it will partner for nationwide service and upgrades with Brigadoon Aircraft Maintenance, which was the first platinum-level service center in the Eclipse network. Now, if your high school had a drama club, you can probably write this punchline yourself. The very light jet named after the astronomical event that rarely happens, requires the planets to align, and disappears quickly, will be serviced by a company named after a mythical Scottish town that can be found only one day every 100 years. What could possibly go wrong? That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Master CFI David Fail of the Friends of Sikorsky Airport in Connecticut sets the record straight on recent news in a complicated battle with NIMBYs. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Odeo, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.